going to start cutting up some stuff.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Sarah Joof, who recently joined the corporate support staff here at Ozarks Public Broadcasting, shared a very special recipe with us for our KSMU Sense of Community series on table traditions. As a graduate student in comparative literature in New York City, Sarah became acquainted with West African cuisine, particularly the dishes of the West African nation of Senegal. Eventually, she developed the idea of doing a research project on the intersection of traditional Senegalese culture and Islam. After spending 2 weeks in the country, she later returned to live there for a total of 14 years, working at the U.S. Embassy in the capital of Dakar.
You got married there?
Yes, got married there. Mm-hmm. And eventually ended that marriage there as well, more recently.
Sarah Joof returned to the United States a couple of years ago, bringing not only her three children, ages 12, 13, and 16, but food recipes that she calls a sensory souvenir for her children. One of their few remaining ties to their Senegalese culture and their early childhood there. The recipe you'll hear about today is a favorite throughout West Africa, mafé, also known as West African peanut stew.
I don't know exactly where it originated, but my former mother-in-law, who goes by Mama Hadi, I just call her the champion of mafé because she used to cook it. I think Friday was just sort of her day for it. She was from Mali, originally. She came over to Senegal when she was 6, as she told me the story, and was married at 17. Really strong person, both inside and out. Really just a lovely, giving person. I always think of my mother-in-law specifically when I'm making it. So there's two types of mafé, and she cooks both of them exceedingly well.
One is from Mama Hadi's native Mali. It includes okra. It's called mafé bambara. The Senegalese version without okra is called mafé ordinaire, of which peanut butter is a major ingredient of the stew sauce.
Besides fish, peanuts are the main crop in Senegal and have been for a long time.
Sarah takes about 5 garlic cloves and a bunch of fresh parsley and puts them in the food processor along with salt and pepper.
And that's going to make what's kind of the base of the stew, like a paste of strong flavors, put together then with oil, and then you cook the meat in there. So that's what we'll do first.
As for other ingredients...
So you have chopped up one half of an onion and you're grating the other half.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not going to slice my finger.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you see there's some cherry tomatoes. I'm going to get some tomato paste out of the cabinet. Got a red pepper here. Got a green pepper. A yam. I've got 2 regular potatoes, I've got 2 big carrots, I've got some parsley. I'm going to add to that, there's the peanut butter over there. There's the beef, mafé can be with beef, lamb, or chicken. And then there are a couple of interesting ingredients that are really hard to find. I found it here in Springfield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's an African market up on Kearney.
On Kearney, yeah.
Yeah, they had it. It's known by different names, so it took me a while even in the store. On the packet, I think it says Dawa Dawa. And basically, it's fermented locust beans. It has a very strong smell. It's not something you'd want to eat on its own. But when you add it to sauces...
The beef in question was beef ribs and cubed stew meat. Sarah also used a turnip, and though some might feel is cheating, several bouillon cubes, a small amount of peanut oil, and a bit of water. Oh yes, there's also what's called a yet. It's supposed to be a smoked dried snail added to the sauce.
They do a lot of adding of lots of kind of layering of ingredients. You might not even know it's there.
And there's cassava, a hard, fibrous root that's the third largest source of carbohydrates in the tropics.
I didn't like it for many years, and then I kind of got like, oh, I kind of like the texture.
There's also cabbage.
We love it. So if I leave the cabbage out, I'd be in big trouble with the children.
Right.
Yeah.
A quarter head of cabbage goes in the stew. And being a stew, none of the flavors is supposed to predominate. They're all supposed to meld together. And they do. It's delicious, served over a bed of rice.
Everybody in Senegal loves rice, so... But what they like is Vietnamese and Thai jasmine rice.
The traditional way to eat mafé is sitting on the floor around a low table, all taking portions from the main serving plate. Sarah Joof feels mafé and other West African dishes are a way to help her children connect with their Senegalese roots.
And I particularly like when I do stuff that means something to them, you know? It's not like I strategically planned to do like a acculturation via mafé, but that is more than just the smell or the taste. It's also, eating out of one platter. Like, certain things that go along with it, it kind of creates a little bit of a passage back, I think, to that time in their childhood and that place and, right. Yeah, and the people that we left behind.
You can find Sarah's recipe for mahé at our website, ksmu.org. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart.